You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's EV News Briefly for Saturday, the 15th of July. I'll be back later with the full show. Patreon supporters get the episodes as soon as they're ready and ad-free. Neo ET5 is being shown off at the Goodwood Festival of Speed, although not today. Goodwood cancelled because of high winds. For the first time in 30 years, the event won't go ahead. It'll be chaos with people turning up and not realising, but that's super sad. But I suppose tomorrow, Sunday, it'll be on. If you got tickets, it's a sellout. And the ET5 being shown off, coming to the UK in right-hand drive versions, and ET5 already on sale, I think, in Norway, Germany, Sweden, Netherlands, Denmark. Certainly Neos are sold there. That's the Tesla Model 3 competitor, by the way. VW's EV sales. Well, the group sales are up 48% year on year for the first half of the year. That's great news, but they're down in China, and that's a massive problem in a market that's the world's biggest EV market, but also growing at a huge rate. To be down in China? Why? Well, they're facing big pressure from competitors with lower prices, and from the people I speak to in China, just more attractive features like connectivity and integrating with their digital lives. Something that VW was behind. The EVs are okay, but it's just all the other stuff that, and the Tesla factor is in there as well. In fact, Autocar magazine reporting, so I can't corroborate this, it's a single source, but they report they have intel that the Volkswagen brand CEO spoke to 2,000 senior managers this week and described the company as, and I quote, "the roof is on fire," and they need to save 10 billion euros or $11.2 billion over the next 3 years. I don't see how they also square that off with developing new EVs, new models, and also selling ICE vehicles for increasing emission standards, which will fund the move to EV. I mentioned this earlier in the week on the podcast. I thought that VW got rid of Herbert Diess a little bit too soon. He was going through a difficult process at the company. I rated what he was doing. I know many didn't. Tesla's Model Y is the best-selling car in the UK. Not just the best-selling EV, although of course it is, but it's the best-selling passenger car in the UK. Last month, in June, plug-in vehicles were 25% of the entire new car market. That's why I see so many of them are driving around then. and most of those were full BEVs. Tesla could be eyeing Apple AirPlay or CarPlay integration. Some code found in the iPhone app says allow AirPlay media playback. Now, that could just be something to do with music and music playback, or it could be full CarPlay integration with, you know, maps and text messages and all that kind of stuff, which I love using in cars. And it's one of the things I miss most when I'm driving a Tesla, because I'm not an Apple fanboy, but I just ended up in the ecosystem years ago. And, well, it's the watch, the iPad, the phone. I find it incredibly useful to have CarPlay. GM, of course, recently said that they will not be joining the Apple party. The German Automobile Club, the ADAC, have reported what they say is a safety issue to the regulators in Germany, the Federal Motor Transport Authority, the KBA. They found that with the Aura Funky Cat, they were able to pull out the Type 2 plug on AC charging because when you unlock the vehicle, it didn't immediately stop the charging. There was a period of time where they were able to pull the plug out, which of course would cause sparks and bangs. It could harm people. A technology journalist in Germany said he couldn't repeat that process, but it doesn't happen under DC charging. Aura's not really selling well anyway. Germany had like 423 registrations in the first half of this year. Haven't sold many. But that could explain why this problem hasn't really come to a head. That is one we will have to watch. It's a safety issue, and I look forward to a statement from Aura and their owners, if that is not true, putting that story straight. Renault will be unveiling their all-electric Scenic. That's going to be a big seller. The Scenic Vision at the Munich Motor Show, based on the Megane E-Tech technology. In China, MG are cutting the MG4, or the MG Mulan as it's called there, the price of that, by a discount of about 3,000 euros, 24,000 yuan. And the MG Cyberster is coming. It's an affordable roadster, and they expect about 2,000 sales, at least here in the UK, every year. That's briefly.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.